With the move from Dragon to Snake on January 29, several Tri-City groups are marking Lunar New Year with events and activities that residents can take part in. Described as the most important festival of the year for many cultures across Asia, the 15-day celebration is based on the traditional Chinese lunisolar calendar, using the moon phases and the Earth's orbit around the sun, and sees families and friends socializing over food, as well as gifting money in red envelopes to children. Here are some ways you can mark the Lunar New Year locally. Coquitlam, Jan. 18 to 19, January 25-26 and February 1st, take the SkyTrain to the Lincoln Station where Henderson Place Mall, 1163 Pine Tree Way, will have a lion dance, pop-up market, calligraphy table and kids crafts between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Admission is free, Jan. 18 staff from Uto Books will be at Mackin House, 1116 Brunette Avenue, from noon to 3 p.m. to share Lunar New Year stories and songs in Mandarin, 12 p.m., English, 1 p.m., and Cantonese, 2 p.m. Jessica Yu will be in the kitchen to demonstrate how to make traditional New Year's snacks at home. The event is open to all ages and backgrounds. Admission is free and no registration is required, Jan. 25 Take your family to the city center branch of the Coquitlam Public Library, 1169 Pine Tree Way, where, from noon to 3 p.m., there will be stories, songs and craft making for all ages and skill levels. Admission is free and no registration is required. The English and Korean story time is noon to 12:30 p.m., the English songs and rhyme session is 1:15 to 1:30 p.m., and the English and Mandarin storytelling is 1:30 to 2 p.m. The celebration is in partnership with YMCA Child Care Resource Referral and Golden Maple Culture and Arts Association. Port Coquitlam, Jan. 26. The Golden Maple Multicultural Society is back with its 7th Annual Spring Festival Gala. Sponsored by Wealth One Financial and co-organized by Hotspot Media, the afternoon show is from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Terry Fox Theater and Secondary, 1260 Riverwood Gate, Port Coquitlam, while the evening show is from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $20, no cost for kids 7 and under. The temple fair is from 1:30 to 8 p.m. Our goal is to create an event where families can experience the true spirit of the new year while celebrating cultural diversity and integration, said Harvey Su, Society Director, Port Moody, Jan. 31 Enjoy a concert from the Qing Ensemble as it celebrates Canadian Chinese music at Pomo Arts, 2425 St. John Street. At 7 p.m. the group is made up of Bruce Bai, Dailene Shea and Lan Tung. Tickets at $36.75 include a glass of wine and snacks. Meanwhile, you can also head to Vancouver for the 51st Vancouver Chinatown Spring Festival celebration on February 2nd. The parade starts at 11 a.m. while the fair is from 2 to 4 p.m. around Chinatown. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.